This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
November 24th, as little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and we are live on location, and they are playing music because they are having a celebration at Scotiabank. But we are talking Christmas, pre-Christmas. They are on, how much days before Christmas is it? This is 24, and we add one, you carry minus square root.
One more paycheck till Christmas.
That's two paychecks before Christmas.
What type of job you have, sir?
I
wanted that type of job.
So, okay, let's call it one more paycheck before Christmas.
Right.
And what does that mean? Will this Christmas be a rough one? Will this Christmas be a good one? Will money be flowing from the sky? Does the behemoth need to be prepared? Will we need to be going to the bank to get one more?
Well, listen, here's the most important thing. You have enough time to make an assessment of the resources you have to make a good Christmas. So no matter how much money you have, if you start planning now, you could put together a decent Christmas for you and your people. Yeah, you have a little bit of time to plan.
I don't have no money yet. Tell me how I can plan for that. I only have one paycheck before Christmas.
Yeah, so here's what's going to happen. You go in with me to watch the people watch the Burna Boy concert, which is a similar experience.
Yeah,
right. But we're going to be at the very tail of the tail.
Yeah.
We may have to be in the bush across the road from the stadium.
Now, I was thinking that I need to go to Junkanoo, but again, the money might come late for the Junkanoo.
Hold on, why you need money to go to Junkanoo?
Because I got to sit down.
But what you mean you have to pay to sit down at Junkanoo? What about on Shirley Street? What? Hold on, I just can't believe that you have to pay to participate in the premier cultural festival in the Bahamas. I can show you a thing on Junkanoo night. However, there are other ways that you could enjoy Junkanoo without having to go to the parade where you have to pay money to sit down. One of those ways is by going to a Junkanoo practice. Well, yes, it is at night. Remember when Junkanoo was at night? Remember when Junkanoo was primarily at night? Remember when, like, the whole thing of Junkanoo was to see the costumes in the night, with the night sky, the night lights glittering and shining? That was all the Junkanoo was. So you could watch Junkanoo or participate in Junkanoo for free by taking your kids or yourself out to a Junkanoo, right? Maybe make a picnic lunch, maybe, you know, put dinner together so you could go out and eat it. Go out to the park where they practice in. Well, no, you could definitely eat at the Junkanoo parade. But like if they practice on Potter's Quay, put the kids in the car, put dinner in the car, go pull up on Potter's Quay, give it a little distance from the practice. There are ways that you could enjoy Christmas without spending beyond your means. How did they celebrate? I know there's a VIP section, but I didn't know that you were served the country's finest delights. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think al fresco. Yeah, yeah.
And you could watch Junk New and drink champagne and say, I see you all down there.
Because a while ago, to be able to access that spot, you had to be strong enough to be able to climb up.
I remember
and that was the there. Only barrier for you getting up there.
I think they go inside because they sit down proper and everything there.
Yeah, in fact, I was invited to a small Junk New party. Accessing the balcony of one of the businesses on Bay Street through the business. It was lots of fun.
Okay. I'm jealous. Mm. But what else experience? I know you mentioned that there's a Shirley Street experience. I don't have to pay to sit down. I don't even know.
Well, no, I mean, listen, the rules may actually say that you have to pay to sit down. What I'm saying is my spirit jumps up when I hear that because there should be free access to Junkanoo.
I own this.
But imagine, I do own it. It's Junkanoo. It's the one thing I could say, no, I own this. I'm an equal and equitable owner of this cultural expression. And even if they don't follow my suggestion, I have the right to put it on table and say, hey, there should be a space reserved for those who cannot afford to pay for seats to sit down. You should definitely have free, accessible seating for the elderly and for the disabled, without a doubt. You have to have it.
Is there access, disabled access on Bay Street to Junkanoo?
Well, if there isn't, there has to be. If there isn't, there has to be because we know one of the Junkanoo groups incorporated, members of the disabled community. And ensure that they could participate equally in Junkanoo.
Aaron, they tell me my mic was off for half of the conversation. Were you able to hear any of that?
I could be honest with you. All I could hear is this sweet music at the Scotiabank Carmichael Road location. You guys got to come on down and learn about the Unwrap the Christmas campaign, where you can get an unsecured loan. Mr. Newry,
where
you could get an unsecured loan. But you got to come on down and get the details from the wonderful staff at Scotiabank, Carmichael Road. Now, you don't have to come to this branch. You could go to any branch to find out about the Unwrap, the Christmas campaign. But why not come down to Carmichael today? They have fun. They have games. They have giveaways. They've got Bahamian music through the roof. It's going to be a good time.
At 11:20, Miss Russell is going to return, who's the representative, assistant manager of the loans at this particular branch. Mm-hmm. She's going to be back here to explain to us all the prerequisites about this loan program they have during the Christmas season.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about that as they go in detail. But Christmas means a lot to Bahamians. Culturally, we celebrate. Culturally, we go to Junkanoo.
Yeah.
And I'm still trying to interrogate what all is the Junkanoo experience. I know sitting on top of buildings is a Junkanoo experience. It's a different experience altogether. I know there's a VIP experience in
Russell Square proper.
And then being next to the Prime Minister, the Leader of the Opposition, the Governor General.
Another thing about the Russell Square experience is we know that Junkanooers, they perform throughout the parade. As a part of the judging, I think, process is the ability to carry the same energy and sound throughout the entire parade. But we know that those guys give a special performance in Rawson Square, right? And so people in Rawson Square may get just a bit of a delight. And it's not intentional. It's just that the bright lights in the open space cause people to just put it all on the floor.
And that's why we have the Shirley Street Prize, right?
Yeah.
To make sure that same excitement, that same energy is also continued on Shirley Street. And so recently on social media, there was a debate on who gets the bleacher mascot. Like they have the corporation that is responsible for the bleachers. And there was a debate on whether it's government or not. And I said, I'm not sure.
Well, who owns the bleachers? Whoever owns them?
C-Cube.
But there you go.
Yeah. But I think the Junkanoo Corporation, who manages the parade, is the one who resources the bleachers and then re-rent it out to the public.
Right, so you're saying a question of where the resources, the revenue generated from the ticket sales for bleachers, where does it go directly?
And even beyond that, should there be an educational program to make sure that each Bahamian understands how the parade is managed, who is responsible for the parade, how the parade is judged, or we just go there for the experience and say, man, I had a good time.
Well, I think in terms in terms of the work of preserving culture. Everybody should know. It should be a part of your social studies class. In fact, there should be a unit within the Bahamian culture unit in social studies that's all things Junkanoo.
Is there a Department of Junkanoo at Ministry of Culture? We had Ministry of Culture here, Department of Culture here the other day.
If there were a unit or a division of Junkanoo, we would know.
That's interesting. NJC? What's the NJC there, Kermit? Is that part of government? No. So that, I mean, we talk about government. We talk about government, whether there's a division in Ministry of Culture. Or they collaborate with culture. Okay, so we're talking to the resident Junkanoo
expert.
Expert. You know what Junkanoo group are a part of again?
The Mighty Immortals. I throw the Mighty in there. Yes. They are the Immortals.
The Immortals.
Yeah,
okay.
They are B group.
And they might be getting
that must be the Mighty Spirit, greatest scrap group in the history of Junkanoo.
The Mighty Sparrow. Something like that. But even that, I remember when I was younger, the Mighty Sparrow would have come down for Junkanoo. And earlier we spoke on whether that's too is a part of the Bohemian culture, having a concert happening.
Let me ask you and producer and the audience at the same time, which Junkanoo group brought down Bob Marley and had Bob Marley and a number of high-profile artists perform at Junkanoo?
Well, I know Bob Marley came in the 60s, eh?
Yeah. Producer, you know the answer to that?
I don't even know Bob Marley was in the Bahamas. You know Bob Marley was in the Bahamas.
I don't know if our producer knows Bob Marley. Which Junkanoo group brought him?
Young enough to know, to see him.
Which group, Junkanoo group, did he perform with on Bay?
He might have been just happened to be here. Is it the Pigs? Was it the Pigs?
I didn't think it was the Pigs, but it might be the Pigs. I got to go check.
Yeah,
what's those guys from Warren Street? The Pigs.
The Pigs?
I think it may have been the Pigs.
Do you know they had live calypso music on Bay during Junkanoo?
Yeah.
A Trinidadian band on top of trucks playing live calypso as they rush down.
Right.
Metamorphosis in general.
Yeah.
I think that history and that tale needs to be told, that once upon a time we had this, it didn't work out, or we invited these people to participate and celebrate our Junkanoo with us.
And so, we've thrown out ideas about how to change Junkanoo, right? Some people have suggested you have one parade, Boxing Day or New Year's, is a major parade for traditional groups, for A groups, and then the second parade, the New Year's Day parade, is for B groups and scrap groups, right? But what if we did Boxing Day for traditional Junkanoo and New Year's Eve for the experience of Junkanoo in different ways?
You trying to change Junkanoo. We want two parades, Aaron.
We're going to have two parades.
We want two parades almost the same, Aaron.
Right, but what if the second parade did just that, incorporated other cultures, other ideas
into
the parade?
We have a third day. That's a third day. That's not going to be for New Year's Day. That's a third day we need to have that.
But look at you. You ain't even a Junkanoo.
Yeah, I ain't even a Junkanoo, but I need to have two separate parades. But we have Miss Russell back here from Scotiabank. And we're going to reintroduce her again. We're kind of excited to have her. This is Miss Denise Russell, who is the Assistant Manager of Loans. Give me your proper title there again.
Hi, thank you. Good morning. My name is Denise Russell. I am the Assistant Manager of Personal Banking here at Scotiabank Michael Road Branch. So today...
No, I'm a manager for personal loans. What is that exactly? And then we go on to ask, what is this Unwrap Perfect Christmas campaign that Scotiabank is happening?
Yeah, personal loans, exactly as it says, for your expenses regarding getting a home, purchasing a lot, getting an unsecured loan, which is our focus here today. We know it's at Christmas time, so if you need a loan for shopping, you need it for traveling, you need it to pay school fees, we are here offering you unsecured loans.
And I like the idea that it's unsecured, but you have a special program called Unwrap the Perfect Christmas. What do you mean by Unwrap the Perfect Christmas campaign, and what is Scotiabank doing for that?
So our Unwrap the Christmas campaign is to help you during this festive season. And a large part of our culture is to do something special for ourselves and our loved ones at this time. Through this campaign, we are making it easier for you, the customer, to unwrap the perfect Christmas with financial support through our reasonable borrowing solutions, and it's called a Scotia Plan Loan. So customers who enroll in a Scotia Plan Loan during today and up to December 31st this year, we will qualify you to win 3 nights. That's 3 days for 2 to Miami, all courtesy of Scotiabank.
So all I got to do is enroll and I get those benefits or options or chance to win those things?
So the Scotia Plan Loan is an unsecured solution that offered by Scotiabank to help you, the customers, reach your financial obligations and manage your expenses. So all you have to do is come in and apply for a loan. And once you get that loan, you will be entered into this drawing to win 3 days and 2 nights at Miami, where we all love to shop.
So can Scotiabank customize my loan if I have like a specific type of loan that I want?
So once your request is an unsecured loan, yes, you can determine what amount you're looking for, and then we will have our qualified individuals complete your request to see if that's an option available for you. If that option is available for you, you will have a great opportunity to win 3 days and 2 nights, a trip, a weekend trip to Miami for 2.
Well, does Scotiabank assist customers in terms of managing their loans?
Yes, we do. We make it easy for persons who enrolled for this borrowing service by giving them the option to better manage their expenses by choosing their preferred payment schedule and setting up their any other benefits.
So I know we added a Michael Road branch, right? And I'm not sure how many Scotia banks there are, branches. Can you just list off the few? And also I need a website for people to come and visit the website.
So let's start with our website. Very easy. www.scotiabank.com/bs. So our locations, we have several locations. We have Nassau, Maine. We have a branch here, Carmichael Road. We have Cable Beach branch. We have Thompson Boulevard branch. We have East Street and Soldier Road branch.
Okay. Okay, that's all the branches here. So where is this trip going to again? I'm going to get more details about this trip that you're able to win.
So the trip is a trip to Miami, a 3-day, 2-night trip, weekend trip to Miami. Of course, we pay for the trip, and you enjoy it. However you would like to enjoy your trip.
So who all is eligible to win this? Is this all customers, or you have to apply during this time in order to receive the funds?
Yes, you have to apply to win the trip going on now up to December 31st of this year. Of course, that is a little after Christmas. You know, sometimes we get a little late in our preparation, but you will also be qualified to win the trip. And it's for person who, if you're not a customer of Scotiabank, we welcome you in as well. But it's for our customers and for those customers who wish to be a part of Scotiabank.
So what else is Scotiabank doing for Christmas time?
As we enter the Christmas season, Scotiabank will continue our efforts to support our customers' financial wellness and help them to achieve their dreams. So in addition to the Unwrap Your Perfect Christmas promotion, we are offering top rewards to our credit card holders in our Wishes to Win campaign. So with your credit card, you just spend a minimum purchase and you have an all expense paid vacation trip to a destination choice, a holiday makeover, or a 1-year grocery, gas, or utility bill. We also take this opportunity to urge our customers to be vigilant, especially with the reported increase. I want to remind our customers, our listeners here today, that Scotiabank will never ask you to share information about your account or passwords. We also try to limit the use of links in our communication and certainly will never ask our customers to click on a link to make any changes to their account. So we do a lot in our community. So Scotiabank will be investing in supporting its vulnerable groups and supporting community initiatives. We will also be hosting a free Christmas in the Park concert at Emancipation Park on December 7th. So more details are to come. So just listen out for that. Scotiabank has a lot more in store for the Christmas season, and we are eager to continue our support to our customers and community. We encourage interested persons to come into our branches, so we can help you unwrap the perfect Christmas this holiday season.
I'm excited about this Emancipation Park event. So I can't wait to see that happening. But I'm excited. I'm speaking to Miss Denise Russell. And give me your title again, Assistant Manager of Personal Loans. Did I get that right?
So again, the name is Denise Russell, and I am the Assistant Manager of Personal Banking here at Scotiabank, Carmichael Road Branch.
And thank you very much for taking time out to come with me and take a quick commercial break right now. What is happening outside there, though? I see a whole commercial Scotiabank team is outside. You can't bring going. What is this happening outside there?
So you have a chance, when you come into the branch today, you have a chance to pin the Grinch, and you will get a prize, all compliments of Scotiabank Carmichael Road Branch. So come down to Scotiabank Carmichael Road Branch, where we're giving you a great start to unwrap your perfect Christmas.
I'm excited about that. We're going to take a quick commercial break. I'm going to see you again before we leave again, Ms. Russell. Thank you very much. We are at the Scotiabank branch on Carmichael Road. This has been Guardian Radio AM in the morning with C.A. Nui. I'm going to bring back Aaron Green here with me. We're going to take this quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Holiday season is upon us, and everyone's going to be looking for those special items on their gift list. Merchants, here's your opportunity to have your products placed in the Nassau Guardian's Holiday Gift Guide. This year, shoppers are going to be searching for perfect presents at the right price. Anything from a family island weekend getaway to electronics, jewelry, and even clothes. For one low price, you can have your ads published twice this December in the Nassau Guardian's Holiday Gift Guide. Deadline for registration is Wednesday, November 30th. Be sure to contact your Nassau Guardian sales agent or call the Nassau Guardian directly at 302-2300. Be sure to ask about our 15-30-second Christmas radio commercial bonanza.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
The Nassau Guardian's Holiday Gift Guide. Our gift to you. Because Christmas...
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor. 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Tonight's big matchup with Infection United is about to start. Kate has possession of the flu. She coughs up a pass across to Steve, who gives it to William. William is causing headaches on the field. He spreads it to Rachel, who scores! A hospital bed.
Don't play with respiratory infections like influenza or COVID-19. They can lead to hospitalization and even death. Advise patients to keep a safe distance, practice good hygiene, and get vaccinated. Don't play with their health.
This message is brought to you by the Ministry of Health and Wellness, PAHO, WHO, and the Canadian government.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio A. I'm just making sure my mic is on, the light is on. I just make sure the light is on, and that we are at Scotiabank Carmichael Road. This is in the plaza. Change mic. Making sure people can hear me, actually. We are in the Scotiabank Bank in Carmichael Road. We're inside that plaza.
Where
Inland Revenue is, and they have what do they call the theme today?
Unwrap the Perfect Christmas Campaign. You can apply for a Scotia Plan loan, and you could win an all-expense paid trip for two to Miami. Enjoy low interest rates and no payments for up to 2 months.
Okay, good. So earlier we were talking about Junkanoo. Earlier we were talking about Christmas. Earlier we were talking about Bay Street in general, what's happening there.
Yeah.
Last year we had Winter Wonderland.
Not last year. I think it's...
I remember going and taking pictures. What is that thing they had on Long Wharf? They had a picture risk type thing where you could take pictures in long walks.
Okay, but that's that may be Winter Wonderland, but remember when there was no Junkanoo?
Uh-huh.
And so they had the Winter Wonderland in Bay Street proper.
Ah, so that's where they moved it and they put it on that Long Wharf.
But I didn't know it was on Long Wharf.
Oh, no, that was a nice thing. They had Long Wharf and also the parking area across from the fish fry where the fort is, all decorated. And then tourists and behemoths alike went down there and took pictures separately. I'm talking, thinking about what happened on Bay Street. I'm wondering if they're going to include that. I assume we have $500,000 to spend, extra money, that this would be a regular part of our Christmas theme, part of our Christmas culture moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I want to know if will they tweak it, change it, improve upon it, or is it going to be the same, similar to the same thing they had last year, or is it going to be something unique every year? We have to anticipate something different and up and coming. So I'll be interested to see what's the conclusion with that.
Now, that would be nice, right? Like every year anticipate something new. But perhaps the something new is just in the theme and the choice of decor as opposed to the location and the setup. Because I haven't experienced the first one on Long Wharf. I got to go out this
year. That was nice.
I had to make sure we go out this year to
and
do it.
Coupled with that, they had a number of businesses who had their own Winter Wonderland theme. So they connect. So after you walk from the fish fry through that Winter Wonderland display, you then exit Long Wharf past the Tiki Hut.
Right.
And then enter the point. The point itself had their own Winter Wonderland display where you could interact. So it'd be wonderful if various businesses on Bay, especially those businesses between those corridors, what do you call those corridors on Bay Street, the small corners?
They're small roads.
Small roads.
Yeah, yeah.
Them small roads, which is walk through. It'll be interesting to see if they could something different to experience and add to Christmas, add to the Christmas experience.
I know what you mean.
The walkways.
Yeah, man. The Papa George has a store inside one of them.
Yes.
My dad had a store inside one of them. I can't believe I can't remember the name of that.
The corridors.
Yeah, no, but it has a different name. But even that would be wonderful. And in fact, why
arcade.
Right, the arcades, why aren't we incorporating them for a Halloween themed display? Where you have trick-or-treating on Bay Street using the arcades.
You always have ideas, Aaron. They need to hire you as like a minister of ideas.
I'm telling you, right within the Ministry of Decolonization.
Give you a stipend. You don't get to make much money.
Yeah, no, that's not a paycheck kind of.
No.
No, because I have ideas. I can
just
make
have
it
ideas
work.
And say, man, well, what kind of ideas? Give me 10 ideas and let's hash it out.
Right.
And use Ministry of Culture to bring them out, execute it.
But how can we place ourselves in what we have and turn it into something new? I mean, Bay Street is ripe with ideas for tours, walking tours, and nighttime activities, right? We also think of things for people with children, with young children that can't be out at night. What do parents with young children do at Junkanoo time? Do you just leave the kids with Grammy or whichever relative is minding all of the kids? Do you get them Junkanoo ready? Do you make them Junkanoo babies and take them on Bay, you know, from 1 year old, 2 years old? Or do you find Junkanoo can participate in that are earlier in the day at Junkanoo time?
Perhaps we need a walk, a march towards Junkanoo. A whole concept where you have like 12 days to Junkanoo, and each concept, each day is a different theme, a different activity, where Bahamians come out and say, I'm a part plugged in to the Junkanoo.
Let's register that idea right now, Mr.
Yeah,
Newry.
Trademark that.
The 12 days of Junkanoo.
Yeah.
And every day is a new event leading up to the big show.
Yes.
Boxing Day.
The big dance.
And then New Year's at the very end
of it. And then another 12 days in between. I'm sure it's 2 weeks.
Yeah, no. You only have
a
week in between.
Oh, then the 7 days march towards New Year.
Right, so it incorporates the Boxing Day and the New Year's Day parade.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
And activities. So much things to do. But who would be responsible for that? Would that be Ministry of Culture or would it be Ministry of Tourism?
Well, there's the Bahamas Junkanoo Committee, and then there's there are two committees that work with government to manage Junkanoo, the entity, and then the parades themselves. So I imagine that the Division of Culture, along with those agencies, that three bodies would work together to develop these ideas. But then you have to throw it out to the public. To the Junkanoos initially, and then to the wider public for ideas, for a theme. What would 12 days of Junkanoo look like? And then once you have the theme, what would your activity look like? give each Junkanoo group an opportunity to plan an activity. Like the Immortals may do an activity centered around tasting and constructing costumes, right? The group, I think it's Colors, that incorporate the group that incorporated members of the disabled community in last year's parades, they may do a session on choreography and the different ways you could choreograph performances for Junkanoos. Could you imagine a performance of people in wheelchairs dancing and spinning and wheeling Rawson Square? Barabbas and the Tribe, right? Wheeling through Rawson Square. That there are many ways that we come together with our different ideas and build new concepts for Junkanoo and new ways to experience Junkanoo in ourselves.
I'm here listening to you, right, and wondering who is responsible again for Bay Street and the culture of Bay Street, because we know we always talk about culture on the shows, right? Mm-hmm. And there are a number of acts, Bahamian cultural acts, that we can plug into Bay Street, especially during this Christmas time, this Yuletide season. But if Bay Street is privatized, privately managed, owned, operated by Ministry of Tourism, I'm not sure exactly how Ministry of Culture can be included into all of that possible activities.
You're just not sure of the way that we will include them. Because the question of can they be included is already answered. Of course they are included. I mean, you cannot have a tourism product without culture.
So you say Ministry of Tourism and Ministry of Culture works together now?
Ministry of Tourism relies on the division of culture to inform its programming. How can Ministry of Tourism build a brand for the Bahamas without consulting culture?
But the good thing is, Ministry of Tourism is partnering with the soca event that is coming. No, that's an African song thing is coming soon. So I'm excited about that to see how that's going to come about, how that's going to impact Bohemian and Christmas time. Because, you know, we anticipate big concerts during Christmas. I think that this would be the premier event, besides Junkanoo, that is, that Bohemians will flock to. So it'll be interesting to see what it is that Ministry of Tourism plan to do in their partnership with that.
So you're saying that we need to revitalize Byron Lee and the Dragonairs model?
Well, we have Bohemian concerts
there's a big concert every Christmas.
Every Christmas.
That you go to as a matter of course. It ain't Christmas unless you go.
Is there a Bohemian concert happen during Christmas? Or I got to throw that idea too.
I think you need to throw out the idea. There are lots of events happening at Christmas.
Let's hash it out.
All right.
So let's say December 22nd, December 23rd.
Right.
Right. It's not Christmas per se. It's not interrupting Junkanoo per se.
And in fact, we have to acknowledge that we have a number of different religions in country. Right. Uh-huh. So we have the Jewish community. Right.
They celebrate Christmas.
They celebrate Hanukkah.
We talk about Christmas too.
And then we have Kwanzaa.
But we talk about Christmas.
We have a number of holy days from other religions present in the country.
Only December 25th.
We all celebrate at around the same time.
So you're saying that we need to include other religions in our Christian holiday?
What I'm saying is during the holidays, we could have an expansive concert. In fact, I want to take an idea from the Independent Secretariat.
Aaron, how you add S to holiday? It's a holiday, not a holidays.
Holiday, they say happy holidays.
They say Merry Christmas.
And then they say happy holidays.
Who said happy
because
holidays?
Because there's more than just Christmas in the holidays.
In the Bahamas?
Yes, sir.
What? Anyway.
And you wake in the hotel, so I know you could say happy holidays.
Merry Christmas to everybody.
Listen, what a soldier for Christ, eh? We appreciate it. The point is, we have a number of religious groups in country that celebrate holy days around the same time. Let's take an idea from the Independent Secretariat. Let's do the Bahama Rock Consulate again at Christmas. And let's turn it into an annual affair, right? And we have all Bahamian performers. And then we invite one lucky foreigner to come and perform at the best consulate in the world to close off the year.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. But I see a text where the texter's trying to be trapsy. They're mentioning CQ and bleachers and whether anyone else should get that opportunity to bid for the contract. But CQ already have the contract and they already have the bleachers. Won't another company would have to import bleachers or they can rented out from CQ. That's politics, man.
We don't have to get into the politics of it. But what is true is that the government is focused on a sports in paradise initiative, right? Which means that we are aiming to host a number of large international sporting events. So I see space.
This is when I get critical for more bleachers.
More bleachers.
Every place where we have sporting events, we have bleachers already, though.
We don't have enough bleachers.
You don't have enough bleachers?
No, we don't have enough seating capacity? No, no, not for the sporting events.
But let's hash out our idea for December 22nd, December 23rd.
Right.
A cultural event on Bay Street. We now have the cruise port now, right? Mm-hmm. So we have land and access that we can use. So clearly we need to have a Bohemian Christmas or Christmas in I'm trying to get a name. Give me a name, Aaron. The name this is the event.
I have to register it first.
Christmas in the Bahamas.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Bahamas Christmas. Bahamas Christmas on Bay. Mm-hmm. Taking the name. Bahamas Christmas on Bay, where you will have a Bohemian concert.
Right.
Where we can experience some a cappella singing.
Right.
We now have a number of school bands now, right?
Right.
Pop bands. And have them lead the charge. Right?
Yeah.
We don't have to get the regular persons, musicians who sings, but we could take advantage of the Bohemian pop band.
Don't say take advantage of. We can
for exposure.
Opportunity for exposure.
And ask the schools to bring Christmas act. Because I know my child's school, St. Anne's, is having a big Christmas play in production, right? We could include a Christmas production on Bay.
Remember the Rhythm and Rumble program they had earlier in the fall? Mm-hmm. Where they paired a top Bahamian performer with one of the high school pop bands. Mm-hmm. And so I'm thinking of a motorcade that makes its way, say, from the New Bridge up Shirley Street and back around, and they make a loop, use the port as a primary concert space, have the motorcade come through, so you perform at the port, at the amphitheater in particular, and then you motorcade through Rawson Square, through town, one group at a time. Pop band and Bohemian artists.
I like that.
And then you have your top solo artists or bands, right? And then maybe you invite foreign acts, but not just to perform. They have to come and perform with Bohemian groups.
I remember we had a Christmas motorcade before.
Yeah.
We could bring that back. And I like including various ethnic groups in the Bahamas into our Christmas celebration. I could imagine a flatbed motorcade where the Jamaicans them having some kind of theme as a motorcade. The Filipinos having something
Absolutely.
As a motorcade. You know, the Mexicans having something. And of course, the Bahamas, right? And we all meet fish fry. What do they call that area?
Yeah.
That concert area by the fish fry.
I don't know what they call it.
We call it free. We call it the free concert area by the fish fry. Right? So we can always take advantage of that.
Yeah.
The bandstand. Yeah.
Ah, the bandstand. Good stuff.
Yeah. So I'm excited about that. We need to hire you just for ideas, though. Just hash out what things can we do during the Christmas.
Absolutely. You remember when we had Dr. Thane Campbell on talking about Deep Science Ventures? One of the organizations affiliated with that project is called Innovate UK. It's actually a government-sponsored think tank.
Yeah.
That's all we need to do.
I need someone to sponsor me to think.
I mean, no, but you already doing the thinking.
I need to get paid for it then.
Perhaps.
Well, just a donation. Ain't much money.
Absolutely.
But anyway, we have Ms. Russell back here again. And so we're going to get an update, a rundown again of what all is happening here at Scotiabank Carmichael. I want her to remind me of where all the different Scotiabank branches are again. And they get the Grinch thing, pinning the tail on the Grinch is still happening. But I want to know, how do I find this particular location? You know, I thought it was a little further down, but it's in this big plaza. So remind me or tell me where the plaza is exactly.
Hello, everybody. Scotiabank Carmichael Road branch is located on Carmichael Road. We're just past the light there by the Mallow Butler extension. We're headed west on your left, on your right-hand side. You can't miss it because that beautiful, that S that everybody knows for Scotiabank. We have a tent set up there. with a Christmas tree. Yes, Christmas is almost here. So you cannot miss us on Carmichael Road. Just headed west, about a mile past the Malo Butler Extension.
Good. Now, mind you, we've been getting texts for a while, and people want to know, how can they come in to get more information? I know we had a website, or was that a social media page? Just remind us on how do we connect you to get more information about this loan.
You can go to our website, www.scotiabank.com.bs, and you can find out all the information about all of the products that we offer. But here we are focusing on our unsecured Scotiabank loans. So our Christmas promotion is about Unwrap the Perfect Christmas. It's going on now up to December 31st, 2023. And what is it all about? Customers who enroll for a Scotiabank loan during this time, you will qualify to win 3 days, 2 nights, weekend trip for two to Miami, courtesy of Scotiabank. That's correct. Miami. We all love to go to Miami.
Oh, no, that's my favorite time of the year is Miami. Trust me. Trust me. But I can also use my Scotiabank. What are the things I could use the Scotiabank loan for?
You can use the Scotiabank loan to, of course, shop for Christmas. You can renovate your home. We all like to clean up our houses and get ready for Christmas. You can pay school fees. You can pay other debts that you have to pay. Just about perfectly any personal expense you have, you can use the Scotiabank loan. The good thing about it, you get this loan, you don't have to make payments until next year.
What?
That's correct. So you give yourself time to take a break, and your payments will start next year.
That's 2 months. You have up to 2 months.
Up to 2 months, which will be next year.
Okay, excellent. Excellent, because it's already 2024. I was thinking 2025. Thought I was lucky, but you have 2 months deferment. Okay, this is awesome. And tell me, when is the day to apply?
Well, you can apply up to, well, December 31st, if I'm not mistaken, that's not a business day.
Not for me. I mean, not for me.
Yeah, so you can apply up to, it runs up until December 31st. I don't have the calendar in front of me, but our event, our campaign ends December 31st, 2023.
Absolutely, and you can visit bs.scotiabank.com or call 242-356-1697 for more details. And the winner of the Miami trip will be announced on January 16th.
That's
2024.
Correct.
That's awesome. Mr. Newry?
No, I'm excited about it. Now we're going to do a rundown. Give me a rundown of everything one more time.
Okay, the Scotiabank loan, it's unsecured loan, meaning you don't have to put any security down. This solution offered by Scotiabank is to help you, our customers, reach their financial obligations and manage their expenses. Whether this is to help you, as we said, for large purchases, school expenses, home renovations, or even consolidating a debt, or just to start the new year on a better footing, we have the right borrowing solution to help customers achieve their financial and life goals. The Scotiabank loan is a customized, unsecured financial offered by Scotiabank to meet our customers' needs. With a Scotiabank loan, we will make it easy for our customers to borrow while they are saving money. We also will make it easy for persons to enroll for the borrowing service by giving them an option to better manage their expenses by choosing their, you get to choose your preferred repayment schedule. You set your payment amount. And there are a lot of benefits, just all designed for you.
Well, that's great, because I was the family made a decision to put the third child up for a deposit, you know, to secure the loan. But now that we don't have to, we could put her back on the farm to work. This is a great, great plan. And I'm sure that people are going to take advantage of it. Do I have to come to Carmichael location specifically to apply for one of these loans, or can I go to any branch?
No, you can go to any branch of Scotiabank. So our branches, we have a branch, of course, here at Carmichael Road, where I, Denise Russell, I'm the assistant manager of personal banking, and our team of staff are here waiting and ready to serve you. You can also visit other of our branches. We have a branch at Cable Beach. We have a branch at Thompson Boulevard. That's the University Drive now.
Yes.
We have a branch at
East Street and Soldier Road. We also have, I think that covers pretty much all of the branches, if I'm not mistaken. Mm. Did I leave out anything? Mm. No.
What happened to Jerome?
You let Jerome and have him know it. We're good. But I'm excited about the lower program. And give me the website again.
So our website is www.scotiabank.bs. Visit the website. You have all the details about our promotion. Our campaign, again, the campaign is in progress now, and it ends December 31st, 2023. Right now at the plaza here, at Shops at Carmichael, that's where Scotiabank Carmichael is located, we have a promotion going on. You visit our branch. We have a beautiful tent set up to get you all unraveled for Christmas. We have a Christmas tree, and you have an opportunity to pin the heart on the Grinch and win some lovely prizes for you. It's all here to just get you started to unwrap the perfect Christmas.
Thank you very much. That's Miss Denise Russell. I always get mixed up, bumbugged up about your position. Assistant Manager for Personal Accounts. Was that right?
Assistant Manager of Personal Banking. So almost all your personal banking needs. Please visit us. We are here, ready, and willing to serve you, our customers, and future customers.
Yes, thank you very much, Ms. Russell. We just have some announcements that we need to make, so we'll do that now. I want to give a shout-out to my cousin Sean and Roy Ann Ford. They're celebrating 28 years of marital bliss, and that is actually owed from their children, Sean Jr., Seth, and Savannah. They are celebrating. They are celebrating with their parents. Again, that's 28 years of marital bliss. And that's with Sean and Roy Ann Ford, who's celebrating. I wanted to also extend condolences to the McCartney family, actually, who and I wrote down the information. I was trying to pronounce her name right. But she transitioned yesterday, and I just wanted to extend regards to that family. But we are at Scotia Bank, Carmichael Road, and we are participating there, Unwrap the Perfect Christmas. And they're having a lot of giveaways here in the parking lot, right? And they want you to come and put in a heart on the Grinch, and you're able to win a prize for that. And they're doing their campaign about giving out loans and access to loans during this Christmas season. So we have about 1 minute, 2 minutes to go. No, 3 minutes to go. And we are here celebrating. And we want your ideas. For this, all of next week, we will be hashing out ideas on what can we do as a nation to celebrate Christmas, right? And of course, on Tuesday, we will be analyzing the by-election and what's happening with that. So we're kind of excited about what's happening there. But we want people to call in and join us then. This is C.A. Nuri, Guardian Radio Live, and we want wishing everyone a post-happy Thanksgiving, and we want you to continue to give thanks and cherish your time with your family. Anyway, Guardian Radio Live with C.A. Nuri. Have a wonderful day. We'll be right back.